So, buddy, right now you're sitting at the master control console, three sets of keyboards surrounded by these horseshoes of red and yellow and white sound keys that will choose what tone and timbre you want to play. You've got this rack of pedals under your feet, this beautiful sort of white enamel case. This thing is it's a showpiece. It's like part space age, part retro. I don't know. How would you describe this majestic thing that you're sitting in front of right now?
Well, this is ergonomic. The pedals at my feet form another keyboard that I can play just like my hands here. The keyboards are stacked and inclined so that as I go higher up, I get a better reach. These multicolored tabs are basically the controls that bring on and off each pipe. They're colored to make for faster recognition. The white tabs are flute-type sounds. The yellow tabs are string-type tones, and the red tabs are reeds. There's an English post horn. There is a tuba horn. There is a brass trumpet. There's a dipason. There's a tibia clausa major, a minor, a clarinet, a canura, which sounds like a bee in a bottle, the orchestral oboe, a solo string, a cello, and then a pair of violins, an oboe horn, a French horn, a flute, and a vox humana.
If you think of a church organ as that stately and somber instrument installed over by the altar, the theater organ is kind of like a church organ that dropped out of church and bought a Greyhound bus ticket to Hollywood, or at least played hooky and snuck out to the movies.
Along came the movie theater, and they needed something to provide sound for the movie. So the natural solution was to bring an organ in. And these things became known as unit orchestras, where one man had all the facilities of an orchestra at his fingertips.
Theater organs are unabashedly gaudy things. They're painted in bright, glossy enamels, whites and reds and golds, like the horses on a merry-go-round. And they sound extravagant, too. They're literally equipped with all the bells and whistles.
So you're going to have things like an ooga horn, because that's what cars sounded like back then. You've got a steamboat whistle. Birds, and a doorbell, along with the police. So those were all the added effects that they added to give you a little extra movie sound, along with somebody knocking a trash can over, and a cymbal.
This thing is it's a sound effects machine in addition to a musical scoring device. How can you operate this thing if you don't have eight hands?
It's amazing to watch them play. Their left foot is doing one thing, their right foot another. They're taking a hand and they're bridging between two keyboards while doing something totally different with their left. They've got to have a seatbelt to keep them on the bench or they're going to fall on their backside. But it's an amazing thing, but with time and practice, you get very comfortable with it.
The glitzy console that you see on stage, that's only part of the instrument. Up a ladder and through a side door is a room full of long wooden boxes. They're wired to circuits on the walls. Everything in this room is under construction.
Here you're looking at a set of wind chests. There'll be four sets of pipes on this one. There'll be six sets of pipes on this one. Each of the valves underneath the pipe are pulled open by that little leather-covered bellows. They're fired by these small electric magnets, and they get their signals from those driver boards on the wall.
So you have to wonder if there are no actual pipes in this organ yet, if the thing is still under construction, how does it sound so good? How does it even play at all? And that is a secret that Buddy Boyd is happy to share.
While we are setting up a real pipe organ, we have what is known as a virtual pipe organ. And what this means is that someone has taken a microphone, gone in and recorded every pipe, the attack, the body sustain, the release. And in software, they have managed to build a file of each individual pipe.
So essentially, when you press a key on the organ in this auditorium, a computer fires off the sound of a corresponding pipe from another organ that's been recorded somewhere else, in the US or even in the UK.
And that goes out to my some 34 speakers that I use to project the sound into the auditorium.
When you hear this beautiful theater organ being played live and filling Rice Auditorium with sound, it's easy to forget that it's wired up to a pair of computers. During the course of its life, technology has been this instrument's friend and its enemy and its friend all over again. The invention of the moving picture gave it its big break. The advent of sound in film spelled its obsolescence. And now, thanks to software and hi-fi speakers, it's making a comeback, and people are playing it again. Buddy Boyd spends one day a week working on this Wurlitzer. He's been coming here for years, and he'll keep coming for years to come until the day when he can unplug the computer and plug the Winchests back in. What could you possibly compare a project like this to? Like restoring a classic car? I mean, it must be, you must look forward to your days when you get to come in here and make your next step of progress on this.
I do, but I look forward more to when it plays. This is going to be a phenomenal sound. When you hear how the electronic sounds in here, you can imagine what it's going to sound like with the real organ going.
If you ask Buddy how old he is, he'll tell you he's a young man, relatively speaking.
I am young in that I'm 62 years old, so these instruments had been up and playing for some 20 to 30 years before I ever entered a movie theater.
He says when he was a kid growing up in Richmond, Virginia, his parents used to take him to the movies at the Bird Theater. It's a place where an organist would play a giant Wurlitzer. But he remembers it would sound like there was an entire orchestra in the room. The pulse and vibrato would literally shake the air.
And that gives you sort of a soul and a feeling that you just don't get otherwise. It's like nothing you've ever felt, the power behind it. It's just phenomenal, and it gets into your soul. And that's pretty much it, the hook.
Buddy Boyd is the president of the Free State Theater Organ Society. He spoke with us at the Rice Auditorium on the campus of the Spring Grove Hospital Center, where he continues his restoration work on the resident Wurlitzer organ. The Free State Theater Organ Society is online at theaterorgans.com/freestate. And you can visit there for details on a concert that's happening this Sunday afternoon, June 8th, when organist Connor Ream will bring the instrument to life in all its virtual glory. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Henkin.